Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's very slang-filled episode.
哎，你说 slang 让人感觉是那种就是很口语、很街头，但我觉得我们今天要分享的这些语言已经从可能 they started online on social media as internet slang， 但现在所有这些网络的东西马上就会成为我们生活里面实际会用到的。
Yeah, even if you don't actually use these words yourself either, you're going to see them all over because they're popular, right?
没错，那我们今天要跟大家分享的这一组词呢，都是英语，我们之前讲过有一类混成词 portmanteau, 我曾经说叫破馒头啊。
Fun French word there.
Yeah, 就是把两个词合在一起组成一个词，是吧？那我们今天所有要看的这些 portmanteau 呢，他们都有一个共同点。
Core.
Something core, 是吧?
Yeah, it's going to be some sort of descriptive word and then core, C-O-R-E on the end of it.
比如 hardcore, 我们之前有一期节目就做过是硬核英语里面怎么用 hardcore. But today's show is a little bit different.
Yeah, this one we're going to talk about a lot of different aesthetic kind of ideas that people are describing as something core.
对，我们今天所有要分享的这些含有 core 作为后缀的词吧，它们其实这个意思都是一种风格，都是一种类型，或者像 Jason 刚刚说的审美 aesthetics。
Yeah, like a style, or sometimes it's related to fashion, but it could just mean a general style visually, or even just like the spirit of something.
Oh, 对，你说那个 spirit, 可能就是不光是 style, 你这个穿衣服着装的风格打扮，那也可能是你家里的装修，或者更多它是反映一个你的人生态度 your attitude, right?
Yeah, it's not always about visual fashion, right? It's about this feeling.
Right, it's deeper.
Yeah, it's kind of something that you have to listen to a podcast about to really understand.
对，那其实我觉得像英语这几年啊，有这么多新词都含有 core 作为结尾的，就有点像我们中文的说什么什么风，什么什么范儿，或者什么什么派，比如说打扮那种 old money 老钱风，现在什么中式老钱风 Chinese old money style， 或者什么这个穿衣服它像什么外滩金融精英范儿 The way they dress is like finance elite style.
Yeah, like it gives this vibe, right, of being somebody from the financial elite.
Right, exactly. 好，但是在英语里面呢，现在基本上就会把一个核心词后面加 core 啊。Okay, I think the best place or the best word to start with 是可能这个词的一个鼻祖。It really started this whole thing.
Yes, this one is normcore, right? Which of course comes from normal and core.
对，我不知道有一些我们节目的老听众是不是记得啊，好几年前有一集说盘点当年热词的节目就讲过这个 normcore， 然后我还记得当时说什么是 normcore 呢，你就想想什么优衣库啊或者 gap 啊那种风格。
Yeah, it's like something is, you're trying to be normal, so it's kind of strange, right, to say normcore, because it's like you're putting an effort to be normal, which should be effortless, but it ends up being this style and this vibe of very normal.
基本风，然后基础风，基本款，然后你是喜欢这些东西，就不一定说我一定要穿得很 fancy 啊，很花哨啊，什么。
Yeah, feels like I'm kind of normcore myself. I just wear like really blank basic t-shirts.
对，但是这种风格也很舒服啊。It's simple, but it works, right?
Yeah, you don't have to think much about it, right?
You just wear the basics. So basic 是一个形容词，但也可以作为一个名词。The basics 就是一些最基础的单品，一些基本款 right?
Yeah, but if you say someone or something is basic, it just means it's very simple, right?
对，除了像 Gap, Uniqlo 这种时尚品牌，比如说宜家的家具也算是 normcore 嘛，对吧？
Yeah, if you look at IKEA furniture, you know that it's IKEA furniture, but their stuff is very kind of basic, right? It's not super in your face and very different. It's kind of plain.
对，那如果你是一个这样的人，你比较喜欢崇尚这样的风格，你可以怎么说呢？
Yeah, you could just say I'm normcore or he's normcore.
很简单的用法啊。如果 normcore 对你来说有点太基本，太 basic, 没关系，你可以尝试一下接下来的这个 core。
Yes, grandpa core.
爷爷风，外公风。
But this is specifically for women, right? Women wearing grandpa clothing, kind of.
Exactly. So this has been a quite a big trend in the U.S. this year. 就是很多年轻的女性，她们去买大家觉得是老爷爷，西方老爷爷穿的一些单品。比如说什么羊毛针织衫啦、啊、或者什么羊毛背心啦，然后那种 tweed 那种布的裤子啦，就羊毛材质的那种裤子，呢子的裤子或者西装。
Yeah, I imagine like some kind of old professor smoking a pipe with his tweed jacket and suspenders, right?
还有那个背带是吧 ,suspenders, 裤子的背带。And also they will wear jackets with patches, 就袖子那个有两块像补丁一样的 ,but it's a style.
Yeah, they probably put those patches on in the factory, right? It's not that it was actually ripped and then had to be fixed.
对，所以它是西方老爷爷着装的风格，因为我们中国老爷爷，中国大爷就不是这种风格嘛。So this describes 这种 Western grandpa core.
Yeah, maybe someday we can see a Chinese grandpa core, a 爷爷 core, or
大爷范
How about a grandma core? I'll start grandma core.
我们去年冬天的时候就是那个东北的那个很鲜艳的花花绿绿的 the northeastern core. 东北范
Oh, wow,
that's cool. Yeah, yeah, the colorful northeastern core. 另外除了 grandpa core 以外呢，今年前几个月还有一部电影是美国一个现在很红的女明星 Zendaya 演的，是讲打网球的那个 Challengers, 然后她也带红了这一波风。
Tennis core.
网球风，网球范儿。其实网球运动员穿的，特别女运动员穿的那个衣服就很漂亮啊，短裙啊什么的。
Yeah, they'll have a tennis skirt, right?
对。Of course, now more and more female athletes, 他们是穿裤子啊。But nonetheless, that's the classic look. 小短裙、百褶裙。所以呢 when we talk about tennis court, 很多是大家其实根本没有去打网球。他就是把这个当做一个日常的打扮。
Yeah, they're kind of taking the clothing from the tennis court out into the real world and turning it into a style.
Yeah, so you can say they're wearing tennis court. Well, today you're tennis court.
Wow. Are you tennis court today, Jenny?
Well, I haven't tried this yet, but I'm very inspired now because I'm a huge tennis fan and I loved that movie. 但年纪太大了，不要穿什么百褶短裙了。
Yeah, maybe it's for the younger people, perhaps.
I've aged out. 这个年龄不对了。But 没有关系啊，因为现在还有一种 core, 就是我们这样年龄或者比我们更小的人，但他就回溯到自己儿童时代的那个风格。
Ah, kid core.
Okay, 孩子儿童范儿。So what are we talking about? 因为每个人都有儿童时期啊，比如我父母他们都70多岁，他们儿童时期的那个装扮和我儿童时期又很不一样啊。
Yeah, this isn't just your own personal childhood, right? It's specifically an aesthetic that takes inspiration from media and fashion from like the 90s and the early 2000s.
所以基本上我觉得就是 millennials 或者 zillennials现在可能30多岁的人他在怀旧自己的童年，比如说什么是打那个 Super Mario 啊，对吧
？Video games and cartoons, right? Like those old cartoons, Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. So if you Google this kid core, 出来的那种，就有些人真的他不光是打扮啊，他家里的装修装饰的风格，他可能贴了很多海报，是当时的电影啊，或者像杰森说的电脑游戏，然后他还会真的再去就是买那种二手的 Game Boy 什么的放在家里。
Yeah, this is like almost retro core kind of in a way, right?
对 or nostalgia core.
Ah, yes, our next one here, nostalgia core.
But what you said also works, right? Retro core. 因为这些词就它的 construction 其实是很其实蛮随意的，只要听起来 OK, 然后这两个词放在一起 make sense 就行。 怀旧 retro 也是怀旧复古嘛，然后那个比较难的词 nostalgia also has the same meaning.
Yeah, you're like thinking back fondly, right, on these times gone by.
对，就是中文说的怀嘛，就是一个怀念，对吧？不是说哎呦，过去不堪回首，我不要怀念。This is the embracing. 你在拥抱 ，you're trying to tapping back into something.
Yeah, you want to relive the past, right?
对对对。So retro core or nostalgia core, 不管是当然打扮对吧，古着现在 second hand vintage clothing 也蛮受欢迎的，或者就像刚刚说的，你家里面你怎么装饰。
Yeah, it's going to be all kinds of stuff that make your life feel this way again, right?
我觉得 snacks, 零食其实不光是在美国，中国也是啊，淘宝上去搜很多怀旧零食，我们这种80后现在40岁的人80后小时候什么麦丽素啦，然后什么话梅糖啦，就是上海孩子的那种啊，大白兔奶糖啦这种。
Hopefully they're not actually produced
not from
those decades ago, yeah.
Well, you never know. 好，那我们看完了刚刚这一组的什么什么 core, 接下来的 these words are more about lifestyle.
Yeah, this is less about fashion and more about like what you're actually doing with your life.
对 or at least 你家里可以装修成那个风格。
Yeah, that's right. Especially this first one here, right? Cottage core.
诶，什么是一个 cottage 啊？
A cottage is like a small house that usually, you know, you don't live in all the time, and it's in nature somewhere, either on a lake or in the woods.
就是野外，对吧？你家里的度假，我觉得有一个重点，小木屋。A lot of cottages, if not most, 基本上是木头搭的。
Yeah, like I imagine these log cabins, right, from a long time ago, where you just use tree logs to build the entire house.
Exactly. 所以它是一种很简单然后很返璞归真。
Yeah, like going back to a very basic, almost primitive way of living, right?
你说原始这有点太吓人，让我想到什么住在山洞里面。
Yeah, maybe not that extreme, right?
Yeah, so you have this cottage core. 像 Jason 说的，就有些人他就是现在就过这样的生活，他可能把城市的房子都卖掉了。不是说我度假 I vacation in my cottage, 而是说我整个人 my whole life is in my cottage.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if this is sometimes an economic decision or not. Maybe people can't afford a home, I don't know.
Right,
but you can
right.
live much simpler, right, if you live this way, which has a lot of benefits.
对对，或者你住在城市里面，但是你把家里装修的或者家里某个房间局部的是这种小木屋范儿。然后我就想到那个桌子啊是木头的，然后那个 tablecloth 桌布是这种红的白的格子的。
Maybe have like a lamp or a lantern, right? An oil lantern.
对对对，就是这个小木屋范儿啊 cottage core. 好，那除了这个呢还有一个蛮像的。
Yeah, this one's pretty similar, but specifically about farming and it's farm core.
哦，农庄，农庄风，我觉得就是一种原生态。
Yeah, you can also hear this word homesteading, right? It's like where you have a farm and you're sustaining your existence here at your home.
对，就不光是一个小木屋了，就说你可能种花、种菜，然后甚至养鸡、养鸭之类的。
Yeah, you can grow your own food, right?
Yeah, exactly. 像北美啊，有很多人他就是买一个什么 farmland, 然后他就养牛啊什么的，养牛、养羊。
Yep, or chickens I think are really common, especially even in the cities now these days.
Oh, 对，新加坡你看这么高度密集的这个 urban living 啊，路上有很多野鸡，因为他们保护生态，然后那个鸡是就像我以前中国斗鸡那种，就看着很雄赳赳气昂昂 and very colorful.
Wow, like those fighting roosters, right?
Yeah, 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 就还蛮有意思的。好，但是 coming back to this farm core, 我觉得他就是 farm core 的人，他是很崇尚这种 lifestyle, you know, get away from cities, they want rural living, not urban living.
Yeah, escaping the office life, right?
对，我昨天还在 YouTube 看了介绍美国的那个什么养蜜蜂的人啊， 然后就介绍了一对年轻人，本来在纽约都是啊，这个工作也很好，很成功，但后来觉得太累了，所以就到那个乡下就买一个农场，然后就去养蜜蜂，自己炼蜂蜜这样。So they are embracing this farm core life.
Yeah, I think maybe it's a reaction to this whole like internet working culture, right? You're stuck in a cubicle typing on your computer all day, and you want to get away from that.
I think what has made it possible to do all your cottage core and farm core is the internet. 因为他们自己养出这个弄出来的蜂蜜，他们自己就在网上卖啊。就是没有这些的时候，你就很难嘛，对吧？我可以做这些东西，我可以种出来 ，but where do I sell it? How do I feed myself and my family?
Or even tell other people about it? We only know about it because these people are posting about it online, right?
没错，没错。好，那接下来的一个哈，我觉得也有点相关 ，but not necessarily。它是养生派。
Ah, yes, health core.
哎，这个我觉得在我们中国的 context 里面非常的实用，因为中国文化我们本来就很注重养生嘛，有博大精深的中医药，对吧？然后各种各样，我觉得社交媒体啊，朋友圈 ，and also for my age group， 中年还是中老年，这个 health core 养生派是一个非常 ，I think it's a core need 核心需求。
Yeah, I think health core should just be something everybody is striving towards, right?
Yeah, yeah. 但我刚刚说的中式的养生啊，是一个方面。然后 health core 它也包括了就你什么做瑜伽啊，然后锻炼啊，吃的很健康啊，它反正都 encompasses all.
Yeah, it's like maybe putting a lens of health consideration over everything you do and eating the right foods, getting enough exercise, right?
对, so definitely a lot of people are super health core.
Yeah, these days especially.
对, 那在结束今天节目最后的几个词之前,我发现就是所有什么什么 core 的这些词啊,这些 portmanteau 混成词,它都是名词加上 core, 而不是形容词。
Yeah, that's interesting. They're all nouns with core attached to the end.
对,所以养生派不是 healthy core, 而是 health core.
That's right, yeah.
嗯,好,这个大家注意一下。OK, 那我们今天最后的三个词是哪三个 core 呢?
The first one is clutter core.
这东西还是一种 core, 还是一种风啊。Clutter 看着就很烦啊。
Yeah, typically the word clutter is going to mean like kind of bad, like you haven't cleaned up, right?
对,就家里一大堆乱七八糟的东西,那是 clutter.
But here they're embracing this idea and saying, hey, I want to put up all this stuff on the walls and hang up all kinds of things around the house.
他是有意 intentionally doing it, 而且这种 clutter core 跟家里就是很乱很邋遢不一样,他就是东西很多,但是乱中有序。There is an order to the messiness.
Yeah, it's like, you know, neatly arranged, thousands or hundreds of neatly arranged little objects, right?
极繁主义嘛。
Yeah, it's like the opposite of minimalism, right? It's maximalism.
对对，比如说墙上有很多很多的照片啊，画啊，就整个把它贴满。
Yeah, whereas in a minimalist house, you're not going to see anything on the walls, probably, or maybe one picture.
对对，好，所以这种叫 clutter core. 所以 there's a fine line between 家里很乱 it's just messy and full of clutter, versus it's a style, it's a core, 是吧？
Yeah, you don't want to become a hoarder, right? And just have your house filled
对对对
with stuff.
那是一种现在好像就是可以被诊断为心理问题的一种是吧 ?Hoarder, hoarding.
Like they keep everything.
哦对。好那 clutter core, 我觉得很多 clutter core 的人他也蛮梦幻的。装饰里面有很多什么 anime, 漫画啊就是还有粉红的啊紫色的啊然后Princess, 公主的元素。
Which is, of course, very similar here to dream core.
梦幻风哈，其实就是刚刚我形容的，大家闭上眼睛，你就想想那种颜色，对吧？粉的、紫的，然后想想那些什么 unicorn 啊、princess 啊，然后
Yeah, it's like these kind of stereotypically dreamy things, right? Pinks and purples, unicorns, maybe rainbows.
对对对，或者家里你可以买一个很小的投射灯，我儿子就有一个嘛。然后他灯一开，他的那个天花板上面就是都是星星。
Starry night, this dreamy aesthetic, right?
哦，所以我儿子还是梦幻风了。He's dreamed for.
Maybe only at night when he's going to bed.
好，那我和 Jason 是什么 core 什么风不知道啊，但是 maybe we're a little bit mumblecore, would you say that?
Well, we are just talking, so yeah, mumblecore, right?
哎，但是 mumble 我觉得稍微有点贬义，不是吗？ Mumble 虽然是 talking, 但他的这种 talking 好像就是很啰嗦，就是在那嘟囔嘀咕。
Yeah, it's like you're talking so much and you're almost like you're talking to yourself. You're just mumbling. You're not really trying to communicate very clearly.
对，上海话说叫 vapozo, 就是也不是说嘴很碎，就是说你话很多，话痨，话痨那个。
You just keep talking, right? Like, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes when we say someone's mumbling, right, you're trying to tell them, I don't understand what you're saying.
对，因为他讲的词都粘在一起， right?
Yeah, it's like they're all mixing together.
对，但是 mumblecore 它形容的更多的是电影啊，电视的类型。
Yeah, it's a kind of a genre of TV and film that's usually like very natural dialogue with a small budget, very independent film kind of feeling.
对，就是我想到很多 indie, 对吧？独立电影它就是 mumblecore, 因为也没有钱做什么很大的制作，所以基本上就是两个人，然后就在他们的家里或者什么咖啡店里，然后就一直在聊天或者自言自语。探索人生的问题这些。
Yeah, and it's like, unlike these big budget movies where they have kind of unrealistic dialogue, it's the way people would actually talk in these mumblecore movies.
对对对、
right?
比较写实的。其实像那个 Barbie 的导演 Greta Gerwig, 他在导一部这么成功的商业片之前，他以前那个电影都是比较 mumblecore。
It's so funny to go from that kind of movie to doing Barbie, right?
但 Barbie 里面人特别看好可爱哦，就话也很多啊，话痨。
Definitely a kid core movie, I think, right?
Sublime, 是吧？
Yes.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道今天跟大家分享的这些词哈，有哪一些你之前有接触过，或哪一些形容了你的穿衣打扮、审美风格，或者你的一个生活的态度。
Yeah, or maybe you can show us your creative ideas about some new core ideas you want to come up with.
对，你是什么 core? 哈？你是哪一 core? 好，今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
下次见。